Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Friday, February 23rd, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. Governor Cuomo calls it an absurd idea. NYPD Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill says we should let teachers teach. Both reacting to President Trump's idea to arm some teachers in the wake of last week's deadly school shooting down in Florida. The president discussed the proposal again today during his speech at CPAC, saying maybe only 10 or 20% of teachers need to be armed. An 8-year-old girl rushed to the hospital this morning after being hit by falling debris in Jackson Heights. Authorities say the girl was hit in the head by a piece of wood which fell from a construction site on 35th Avenue, right there between 83rd and 84th Street. She suffered a laceration to the head but never lost consciousness and was listed in stable condition. She's a trooper. Well, the farmer bro back in court today. Martin Shkreli appeared before a judge who was set to decide whether the former pharmaceutical exec should forfeit millions in assets as part of his conviction for securities fraud. Those assets include a one-of-a-kind Wu-Tang Clan album, which Shkreli says he paid $2 million for. The judge didn't rule today, but said he'll have a decision before he is sentenced early next month. A guilty plea. This is from former Trump campaign official Rick Gates. This coming a day after special counsel Robert Mueller filed new charges against both Gates and his former boss Paul Manafort in the ongoing probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association says it's launched an investigation now into allegations made by actor Brendan Fraser. In a recent interview with GQ, the Mummy star said he was groped by the group's former president during a luncheon 5 years ago. Former HFPA president Philip Burke has denied the allegations. And they're making a movie out of Cheetos. No, the film won't leave orange dust all over its viewers. A biopic about the former Frito-Lay janitor who came up with the idea for Flaming Hot Cheetos is now in the works. 1010 Wins AccuWeather, damp and cold for the rest of this day and tonight. Then it warms up tomorrow, though we still have rain in the forecast for the entire weekend. It'll be nice Monday, though, just in time to go back to work. Old Man Winter's got jokes. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.